Everyone, hello. I am your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 53, Post Vote and Relaxing Techniques. Super excited that each one of you have joined me on this Positive Thursday. I hope all is going well with each one of you. And for you new listeners tuning in today on this Positive Thursday, thank you for joining me. I know with the election going on, I know many of you have voted, and I know it's been so stressful for each one of you, even myself. It's like I have a full head of hair, which is odd, not even really mine, really. But it looks like it's all coming out from stress. But on a serious note, I wanted to share some simple post-election relaxing techniques that can help each one of us to smoothen out our day and ease up the tension that we all may be facing with this election going on mainly, and also with other situations going on. But the main thing is this election and trying to figure out who is going to get into the White House for this term. And I don't want to get into a back and forth debate about who's voting for who. But what I want to say is this, that each one of us has our own choice and our own opinion on who we should decide who should be in a White House. But me, myself, I believe that Biden should be in a White House. And Carmella, I believe that they'll fit right for where this city needs to go at. Where this world needs to go at, we're living in, because it's been so crazy. You know, it's like since Trump been in the White House, it's like, you know, it's been divided, you know, like more racism than just everything. It's just been crazy. But I want to stick to the main topic discussing relaxing post-voting techniques to help each one of us. Let me slow down. I don't want to be talking all fast. Remember before, for you listeners that's been tuning in with me every Positive Thursday, you know what I say, you know, when I talk fast, you know, I know it's not Friday. I didn't have a drink yet, because sometimes when I do talk fast, my words get all jumpy and it's be crazy. But anyway, I hope each one of you are having a good day. And each post-voting relaxing technique, I hope that it can help each one of you to ease up the tension or anything that you may be going through.
Post-voting relaxing technique is take a nice hot bath. Put your favorite bath aroma therapy stuff in there, whether it's bath bees or even alcohol, so your skin can burn hot. But you know, alcohol, it does help smoothen the muscles, like your aches and pains. Because do y'all know that when you stress, it has an effect not only on your mind but also on your body? And I know this to be true. Like for myself, like when I'm having a stressful time or just a stressful week, I notice that my back hurt. I mean, everything hurts. But when I take a nice bath, it not only helps, you know, release the tension in my mind or stress that I'm going through, it helps my body feel relaxed. So what you do is you put your nice favorite aromatherapy in there, unwind, and focus on just you. Don't think about nothing or no one else, because it's your time. And ease all that stress away. And if you even have a bath pillow for your, you know, one of them bath pillows you put in the tub, like to give your head support, that'll even make you feel even more better, because you'll have something that it will support your neck and your back at the same time. And it feels so good and relaxing. And it'll be easy. So that's the first post-voting relaxation technique. And then once you finish in the tub taking your nice hot bath, grab you a towel, wrap it around you, go straight to your room, dry off with a towel, and make for sure the door is locked. Because remember, this is your time. And then lie down on your bed, butt-ass naked, and say out loud, "I am free! I am free!" The list of post-vote and relaxing techniques is prayer. I believe that prayer can help with any situation. You know, no matter what you face in your life, prayer do changes things. Not only does it create a sense of, not only does prayer create a sense of quietness, stillness, and peace, we spend so much time with, you know, rushing from activity to activity, trying to get things done. But one thing I know for sure is prayer, it helps you to give up control. It increases your meaning. It enhances your sense of connectedness. It helps you to maintain a purpose and gain perspective of everything that's going on, especially, you know, with the voting, you know, situation and just anything like, but mainly the voting, you know, voting election, you know, with us trying to figure out who's going to be the next president. But, you know, prayer, it goes a long way. Number three on the list of post-voting relaxation techniques is, if you have a park nearby where you live, go there and take a nice walk, 10 to 15 walk. Just focus on the beautiful things like the trees and the leaves, even the clouds and the sun, because doing that can help you to see the small things in life to be grateful for. And also, not only just the small things in life to be grateful for, but also to help you to get a different perspective of, you know, of some things that we have no control over. And just help you to see, like, you know, have a different viewpoint. And also, I want to say this too. Nature, going out and looking at the trees and seeing the leaves, it has so many benefits, not only just for the mind, but for the body. It helps you to see that, you know, you're here today. And that you're blessed, regardless of everything that's going on surrounding us. Number four on the list is have a nice, smooth drink. You cannot go wrong with a nice, smooth drink to help you to relieve some stress. Why not have water with lemon or a hot tea or even a cup of hot coffee? And if you like something even more stronger, a nice glass of red wine. And even something even more stronger that'll have you dancing, some vodka and cranberry juice. Yes, party time. So that's number four. Have a nice, smooth drink on a list of post-voting relaxing techniques. And that's number four. Number five. If you have a close friend, if you have a significant other or a close friend that you can talk to, talk to them about how you're feeling about being stressed, you know, about everything that's going on with the election. You know, it's always when you're having someone else to talk to and you're expressing how you feel, that can really be really good and therapeutic. And you might not know that your friend or your significant other may also, you know, feel the same way, and y'all can help each other feel better. Because I do believe, like I said in my podcast, there is powers in the numbers. Yes, there is. Number six is get some good loving. Even if you're not attached or even if you're single, you can't go wrong with some good loving. That'll help you relieve a lot of stress. Yes, it will. Are you listeners enjoying the list that I'm sharing with you so far on post-election relaxing techniques? Are y'all enjoying the list so far? And I'm so silly. I know I got many of you laughing. Laughing is another good way to help to relieve stress. And even during these times, anything in life, I mean, laughter is the medication of any situation that we may be going through in life. It can help in many different ways. That's number seven on the list. Just laughing. Just like I'm doing now. And even, if you feel that tension coming on, you know how we've been all tuning into the TV and, you know, watching everything was going on with the election, trying to figure out, you know, when the hell they going to finish counting these votes. And we all biting our nails, a little bit of nails we do have.
And then, and have any of you listeners, have y'all laughed during the process of watching what's going on and hearing some of what the spectators been saying, going back and forth? It's been so hilarious. I know it has. And speaking of spectators and candidates, I have a short clip. I want to share with each one of you. It was about like 2 weeks ago. It has our Kamala Harris, the vice president, Joe Biden, vice president, Kamala Harris, that's her name, and the other guy that's Trump vice president is an audio clip that I want to share. Then they had like a funny clip on Saturday Night Live, and I want y'all to hear it. It is super hilarious. This is something that's going to make y'all laugh. I had to share it, but y'all got to check out the whole full audio video of it in a video form. It'll have you in stitches, I tell you. Saturday Night Live had been on for so long, for so many years, and they played so many different celebrities. They have so many different people on there.
This is what they do, Susan. They avoid taking any responsibility.
We do not.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking. See, I'm speaking right now. Estoy hablando, Nevada, Arizona, some parts of Texas. I'm speaking.
I understand that. I understand.
Yeah, I don't think you do. Because you're talking and I'm speaking. See, this administration has consistently lied to us about the virus. They said they wanted to keep us calm. Well, let me ask the American people this. How calm were you when you didn't know where you were going to get your next roll of toilet paper? How calm were you when you were staring at that cardboard tube when you finished the roll and thought, well, it's technically paper? And how calm were you when even that tube was gone and you looked at your old T-shirts and a pair of scissors and thought, are we doing this? Now, I'd like to hear the vice president's response, and while he speaks, I'm going to smile at him like I'm in a TJ Maxx and a white lady asked me if I work here.
Look, I promise you, the president has taken this virus seriously since the very beginning of last week.
Okay, now, Susan, what I'm going to do is I'm going to switch to more of a Claire Huxtable side eye.
President Trump puts the health of all Americans way ahead of his own personal and financial gain.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to fix my face so you have no idea what I'm thinking, but every black woman at home knows exactly what I'm thinking. And a few of the white women. And all of the gays.
Check that out, that clip out, everyone, in a video form. Go to YouTube, Saturday Night Live, and you can see that full video version of that. That is so funny. I tell you, that was number 7 on the list of post-voting relaxing techniques. Laugh. Number 8, I have on the list is create artwork. For those of you listeners that like artwork, that love to draw, getting in touch with your creative side may have been easy for you during childhood. But if you lost touch with your potential artwork, it's not too late to pick it up again. If you aren't into drawing or painting, consider coloring in a coloring book, adult coloring book, have risen in popularity. And for a good reason, coloring can be a great stress reliever. Research constantly shows that coloring can have a meditative effect. One study found that anxiety levels declined in people who were coloring. Complex, dramatic patterns making it a perfect outlet for stress reduction. Certain habits can promote resilience to stress as well as increase overall wellness. For example, those who exercise or meditate regularly tend to become less stressed in the face of life's difficulty challenges. So it's important to create a lifestyle that will help you wind off stress and deal with challenges in a healthier way. Eating a balanced meal is number 10 on the list. Did I say number 9 or 10? Okay, number 9. I think we're on everyone. I don't want to feel like I'm skipping all fast. Number 9 on the list is eat a balanced diet. The last one I shared with y'all was number 8, which is creating your own artwork, like drawing. You know, that can be a really good stress reliever. Remember back in the day how, you know, when they used to teach art class, and how the art teacher will say, you know, draw a picture of your family or a house or so forth. So when I used to draw a picture of my family, it used to be so funny. I used to do like little lines, and I know that many of you probably have too. And it used to look so funny. I used to make my parents look so skinny. The line I used to make, it used to be so paper thin that they didn't even look real. Moving forward. So number 9 I have on the list is eat a balanced diet. Eating a balanced diet. Eating the right foods can help control emotional stress. And also, when you eat in the right foods, it can help relieve stress as well too. Reducing high fat, high sugar foods can prevent a temporary sense of relief that adds to a long-term stress. Refined carbs like cookies and potato chips can cause a spike in blood sugar. When your blood sugar crashes, you might experience more stress and anxiety. Consuming a healthier diet can help you combine stress over a long haul. Foods like eggs, avocado, and walnuts support mood regulation and energy balance. And number 10 I have on the list is make time for lecture activities. Lecture activities can be a wonderful way to relieve stress. Yet many people feel as though their lives are too busy for hobby, games, or extra fun. But building time for lecture into your schedule can be key to helping you feel your best. And even when you feel better, you'll perform better, which means lecture time. May work time more efficient. Whether you find joy in caring for a garden or you like making quilts, hobbies, lectures are key to living your best life. Like, for example, like when I have like a really stressful day, like the last couple weeks I've been feeling like stress and a lot of anxiety a little bit. So one of the things that I do that helps me, like far as like game wise and hobby wise, I love playing like puzzle games like Jeopardy and like games that help me to think. And that helps me to relieve stress and it helps me to feel relaxed. Do y'all have like any favorite games y'all play to help y'all relieve stress? Like maybe it can be like solitaire or maybe cards or there's so many games on the internet that people play. And I know that's like a stress reliever for many of people. Number 11, developing a positive self-talk habit. The way you talk to yourself matters. Harsh self-criticism, self-doubt, and cancerism predicts aren't helpful. If you're constantly thinking things like, I don't have time for this, I can't stand this, you're stressing yourself out when you talk like that. It's important to learn to talk to yourself in a more realistic, compassionate manner. When you call yourself names or doubt your ability to succeed, rely with a kinder inner dialogue. Like, for example, like, you know how, like, when we having, like, a stressful time and it be situations that be going on in our life and some things we can't control and we be like, dag, I wish I could have did this, I could have did that. And some things in life, you know, we can control. Just like we can't control this outcome. We have, like I say, every vote count, which I do believe to a certain extent. But I believe that sometimes, you know, we don't have... how can I put it in words, everyone? Let me get my thoughts together. Having positive self-talk, even when we're going through our stressful moments, you know, it does make a difference. Like even if you say, okay, I don't have time. I don't have control over this situation. You know, it's out of my hands. You know, sometimes we have to say that because sometimes we can overanalyze on different things. And even for myself, I do that with myself. And sometimes I have to say, you know what, Zuri, calm down. You don't have no control over this. And as I got older and mature, I'm learning the healthy benefits of letting go of things that I have no control of. And I thank God for allowing me and show me how to do that. I'm still not 100% of letting go of certain things, but I got a lot better and my stress levels are getting balanced. And God is showing me how to balance everything out. But the way we speak to ourselves and how we see different things in our life can make a difference in our stress levels.
We're on number 11, right?
I think it's number 11. Expressing gratitude helps to recognize. Okay, number 11. Expressing gratitude. It can help you recognize all the things you have to be thankful for. Whether you're grateful for a sunny day or thankful, you know, you arrive at work safely. All the good things you have in your life. Gratitude also reminds us of all the resources you have to cope with stress, which can be quite empowering. Studies also show grateful people enjoy better mental health, lower stress, and better quality of life. So whether you decide to make it a habit, be grateful and be thankful for the small things. Even when we're stressed, say, you know what? I don't have no control over this election that's going on today. It's out of my hand, but you know what? I'm grateful for my kids. I'm grateful that I have food to eat. I'm grateful that I even have a TV to watch, a color TV. Because, you know, remember back in the day, you know, I wasn't born in the 60s, you know, before color, before the TVs became color when it was black and white. When people used to watch TV, it was just black and white. They don't have the technology that we have today, like with, you know, with HDD TV and internet and all that other extra stuff. So we have a lot to be grateful for. Absolutely. We sure enough do. Last but not least on the list of post-voting relaxing techniques. I know I said the last of the last thing I shared on your list, I said the number was number 11, but actually it's supposed to be number 12. But I like to be transparent with you. You're probably wondering, like, wait a minute, she just said number 11. So if I repeated 11 twice, that was my bad. And not only that, I just want to be transparent with y'all. I don't want to be perfect. I want to just talk to each one of you like y'all my friends. You know, that I can just truly just be myself. Just like I would want y'all to be yourself. Even if I do make a mistake, or if you make a mistake. And like if I say like certain things, like when I talk to y'all on each Positive Thursday and I talk fast, or I might pronounce a word wrong and I laugh about it. You know, that's what life is about. Life is about not trying to be perfect. Life is about being transparent and connecting with others and touching people's lives every day. It don't even have to be about money. It can be a kind word or even laughing or smiling at someone and saying, hi, how are you? You know what I mean? You just don't know whose life you may change. And last but not least on a list, I want to say too, for the post-voting relaxing technique, I want y'all to take a deep breath with me. And I'm going to count 1, 2, 3. Relax. Let's breathe. 1. And then out. 2. Breathe. Nice and slow. In and out. 3. Breathe in and out. And then repeat and say this with me. Hurry up and find. Hurry up and get it. That's hurry up. And what the heck I was going to say? This is what I was going to say last but not least. Can y'all please hurry up and select a president so we can all relax and relieve some of this damn stress? To sum it all up. And last but not least, I want to say, I'm super happy that y'all joined me on this Positive Thursday, and I'm happy that it inspired each one of you, and I also want to say I thank the new listeners that was tuning in with me today. I thank y'all for tuning in with me today, and I hope that y'all tuning in with me the next Positive Thursday, and please share this podcast with others because it is powers in the numbers. Please subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. I would really appreciate that. Follow me on Instagram, Zoe Flower 8 Instagram, and follow me on Twitter, at Zoe Flower Twitter. And I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast and different ways that y'all find to relieve stress, especially during these times we're living in. I would love to hear your story. Send me a message on this podcast. And please stay safe, everyone. Have a super blessed week. And please Don't stress too much because you're too blessed to be stressed. And don't forget to laugh and do not forget to pray. Have a good weekend, everyone. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Enjoy.